The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. Introducing first your host for the day from Mound City, Illinois. He is the stunt double, Shannon Youngdow.
I'm still eating gummy bears. Hold on.
Ready, man.
I was, but then I grabbed more gummy bears.
But then you got more of the gummy bears. See, this is what happens.
Say something real quick. Introduce Jordan.
I'm going to introduce Hunter first. Since he's
introduce Hunter.
That's Hunter Hendricks.
Yeah, that's me.
And this is Jordan.
Hi.
That is the Hunter Hendricks. Local celebrity.
Like local celebrity. The shirt says Brian Kendrick.
I should point out, by the way, it's not total narcissism. It's a clothing brand. My wife just thought it would be funny. And I agree.
Well, it's true. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm wearing a suit right now.
You're wearing a half suit.
I'm wearing a suit with a wife beater.
Full blown snazzy today, kids. Yeah. I wish you could see this.
Well, you know, we're celebrities now, so it's about time we start dressing like celebrities.
Just roll up in the building. Don't even look at the secretary anymore. Just walk right on.
We didn't even acknowledge her this time. I just walked in. I just threw her a card. Said to my biggest fan.
She's like, "Is this a library card?"
Oh man. Yeah, no, it's fine. Hey, we already introduced everybody, didn't we?
We did.
All right, well, that's it for the show.
Yeah. You didn't really introduce me. You just told me what to do.
Oh, yeah.
While saying my name.
Zach Price is here. Controversy Zach Price. He wanted me to work that in, by the way.
It's his first name? Why is it not his middle name?
Zach Price.
Well, it could be. I thought that was my wife the other day. It's really, really cheesy. But it could be Zach Creates Controversy, or Cash Creates Controversy Price, because my middle name is Cash. Get it?
So Zach Cash Creates Controversy. So ZCCCP.
Yes.
So that's going to be your new clothing line, ZCCCP?
Yes.
That's legit.
Nailed it.
That's legit.
Fucking nailed it.
I'm down.
Last time we were on here, we said we were going to do the Hall of Fame show this week. We did not realize that there is a pay-per-view. This is how little we pay attention to wrestling sometimes.
Yeah. Quickly.
There's a pay-per-view on Sunday, Payback, which will probably not be as good as the Mel Gibson movie, Payback.
Oh, man.
Or the song, The Big Payback, by James Brown.
No, that's true.
Yeah. But
Payback,
I mean,
was, what, about 98, Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Or 98, 99, somewhere
in there? It's on Netflix now. It's a great movie.
Yeah, totally.
Had, I think, John Glover's in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Brimstone.
Yep.
One of the best shows. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. The big thing about Payback is not only is there a pay-per-view Sunday, which we were going to preview, but then the motherfuckers went and announced another pay-per-view 2 weeks later.
Oh, yes, they
did. 2 weeks?
Did you not hear this?
Last year the same thing happened when Daniel Bryan gave away the belt last year at Payback. 2 weeks later they had, what was it, Money in the Bank or whatever it was? Was literally 2 weeks later.
Well, this year it's Elimination Chamber.
Yes, it
which
is.
Which fucking ecstatic
I am
about.
Excited.
Especially since the new rumor I heard about it.
Well, you guys know why they haven't been running the Elimination Chamber, right?
I know.
I do, but explain it to these guys.
Okay, so the deal is, and we'd all been kind of curious because it was the February pay-per-view for a while. Of course, we went from No Way Out to Elimination Chamber, and now it's Fastlane or whatever. The Elimination Chamber, the problem with it is not so much that it's too heavy to transport, which was the rumor for a long time, but that a lot of arenas don't have the space to set it up.
Right.
Most arenas have converted to new huge digital screens that are immobile. You can't do anything with them. You can't move them around. Or, say, the ones that run basketball regularly have the big square in the center where they have the screens and everything. So the I think it's the Alliance Bank Arena in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is where they're supposed to be for this show, on the 30th. Has not upgraded, and it's worked in their favor this time around. They don't have new screens. They still have the room to set up the Elimination Chamber. This was supposed to be a house show.
Just a house show.
Yeah, this was just a house show in the area. All of a sudden, bam, you're on the network. Deal with it.
And network
it's
only.
It's coming at you. Network only.
True. So this is another one of those, if you don't have the network, you can't watch it. And by the way, I'm glad it's the Alliance Bank and not the Horde Bank, because if it was the Horde Bank, you don't want to mess with those orcs. Everybody's looking at me.
For
never mind.
Horde.
Oh, you knew. He knew.
Yeah,
I knew.
I got you. All right. I'm with you.
He's a nerd.
Never played a day of World of Warcraft in my life.
Oh,
I
me
know
neither.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, a bunch of queers.
Whoa, no.
You mean they're
weird people, right?
Yeah.
No, you're going to apologize.
To gay people again?
No.
You made me do it last time, motherfucker.
All right, I'm sorry.
By the way, I'm going to start incorporating Motherfucker of the Week. I'm going to start doing that.
I don't think I want to do that this week, though.
Oh, not this week. This is going to start next week. Just letting you know.
But yeah, no. Yeah, it was supposed to be a house show, which is now on the network. If you don't have the network, you can't watch Elimination Chamber. And by the way, if it was any other pay-per-view, I wouldn't care. But Elimination Chamber, this is a – it's a dangerous structure. Yeah, and it's, it's one of their big gimmicks. So to put it on a throwaway house show is insane to me. Right. You know?
I like that they're actually bringing it back. I like when they take that long break. I wish they would do it to Hell in a Cell. But I like that it's been – you haven't seen it probably. You're like, now I look forward to it. But I was thinking, did they already put the house show tickets on sale before they announced it?
Yes, I was wondering that, too.
Because you got a ticket for, like, a house show price.
House show tickets usually go on sale at least a month in advance.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, this thing is at the 30th, so they announced it, what, 2 days ago, or a few days ago, because it's Saturday. It's Saturday, guys. You remember it's Saturday, right?
You know, actually, this time, I think we're going to I'm going to post this one early, because
So it's Wednesday.
We didn't get to do the show last night with Lindsay. Me and Lindsay were going to do one, and we didn't get to do it, so I might post this early and do the Saturday show with her. You know, so we may rearrange this one a little bit.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I like to think of the family that doesn't pay attention to websites or the news or television or anything, and they're going to go into this house show not knowing it switched over to Elimination
Chamber.
Unaware. And they walk in, and, you know, oh, my God.
Damn, what a house show.
What a great house show this was.
I forgot my Roman Reigns sign at home.
R-A-I-N-S.
Dang, Reigns.
But that's pretty badass, though, if you pay, like, $5 for a pretty decent seat at a house show, and you get to be like,
what house show are you going to? You pay $5.
I usually go to them free.
Maybe TNA.
True story, in 2003 or 4, they ran, at the time they were running branded house shows, the Raw and SmackDown house shows, they ran a SmackDown house show here at the Show Me Center. I was going
Eugene
to
was there.
I was a I was. And I was a university student at the time, and they gave university student tickets free the last day of the show. Yeah, the last day you could get them totally free with your student ID because they hadn't sold out very well. I've been wanting to tell this story on the show for a long time now. So it's real quick. It's me and three buddies of mine who have never watched wrestling a day in their lives, but they're all about, we got to go see this. We got to do this. I didn't even bother to tell them that I knew exactly what was going on, just so I could see their reactions to things. Most of the night, fairly uneventful, but the main event was, it was a six-man tag, and it was Eddie Chavo and Big Show against Kurt Angle, Luther Reigns. Yeah, Luther Reigns, throwback there.
I remember
and,
him.
There was another guy. No, it wasn't Benoit. It was Mark Jindrak, I want to say, of all people. Yeah.
Wow.
He was part of the little
This had
team
to be the
with...
SmackDown show, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, Mark Jindrak.
Yeah. At the time, Angle playing, you know, a big heel. He's kind of coming off of the Team Angle thing with Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas, but this was like the new kind of crappier version of Team Angle. And so the Angle Sucks... Angle Sucks was like a full-blown chant at this time. This was things that were happening regularly. My buddy completely misinterprets what they're saying and starts yelling, Angle Sucks! Angle Sucks! And he was dead serious. Like, it was not a joke. I lost it. He's like, what? Is that not...
Is it not Angle Sucks?
Yeah, I don't get it, but I'm down. Let's go, you know. And to this day, I have to tell that story.
I think
regularly.
I was at that show. Was that the show... Was Matt Hardy there? Was he, like, opening match?
Man,
maybe?
I remember... I literally remember the main event, and that's it at this point.
All I remember from the show back then... Oh, I remember there was...
Was Trish Stratus there?
I don't think so. I don't think she was ever on SmackDown, was she?
The one that I went to 2003 was like the very first I've ever been to. Eugene was there, Rey Mysterio, Coach was there, and he wore like some kind of like baseball jersey that said 25 on it. Because all I remember is some guy going, "Is that your IQ?"
Oh.
And then there was, and that's when Chris Benoit was World Heavyweight Champion, and then he put the coach. In
See,
the
that had
place.
To be a Raw show. That's got to be a Raw house show. Benoit was World Champion.
I remember
champion.
Having blue ropes though.
Yeah, and I'm thinking I think I'm the same kind of confusion because the one I remember going to. Matt Hardy was the opening match, and I was super excited for Matt Hardy. I loved Matt Hardy back then.
Oh, yeah.
And then Trish was there. And I remember when Trish was there, there was like a 9-year-old girl. I'll never forget this. She's walking in front of me, probably going back to her seat. Trish is in there wrestling, and she just yells out, "Trish is a hoe!"
Memories made at WWE shows, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
We talked about previewing Hell in a Cell, or what is it?
Elimination Chamber. Yeah.
No, Payback we are previewing.
That's the day.
That is the day, but before we that, and we'll have to push the Hall of Fame show back again, because we'll have to talk about goddamn Elimination Chamber now.
Well, we have a week in between. We got next week with nothing in
okay,
in
so,
there, so,
well, our next two shows are booked then.
Yep.
All right, very good.
There you go.
We usually have our notes at this point, and we would like to talk about
a couple news. My head.
Zach didn't bring his notes, though.
I forgot
my notes. Very Spaceball-esque type of show today. When will then be now?
I actually got up early to make notes, but I rode with Jordan and you guys this time and left my car with all my notes in it.
Oh, that sounds like an excuse to me.
Let's talk about the big news. The biggest news to come out of wrestling. What's that? What did you say?
Just dick.
Oh, that's not big news.
Oh,
you're right.
That's a snippet.
Oh, man.
No, I was going to say Daniel Bryan Gone Again.
Yep.
And I wanted to talk about that too.
Good. Let's talk about it.
Well, it's
I really wish I'd queued up the sad Bruce Banner walking away music from the old.
I can edit it in if you want.
It's very sad that it
happened. Somebody's getting Jimmy John's out there.
Uh oh. We're all distracted.
I want Jimmy John's. So go ahead.
Well, it's very sad. You know, we all love Daniel Bryan.
We all predicted it though.
Oh, we all knew it was coming, but we all love Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
I'm curious to see where his career goes. I think he might somehow become, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see if he works his way into like the announced team somehow.
Is it wrong of me that I'm not that concerned about what happens to Daniel Bryan? I mean, I'm more concerned about what happens to the Intercontinental title right now.
Well, and that's what I want to discuss. I think I heard the rumor is that they're going to make an Elimination Chamber match for the IC title.
That makes sense.
Which that would be fucking.
Well, I also heard that they're going to do at Payback Barrett versus Neville.
See, that's the question. There are three Payback matches that I feel like you could work that into reasonably. The one you mentioned, Barrett and Neville, Dolph Ziggler and Sheamus, or the recently announced Ryback and Bray Wyatt. Any one of those could be an IC title match, I think, and it'd be fine. But yeah, I think it's most likely it'll be Barrett and Neville. I don't know if we want to treat it that way when we get to it, but I think that's probably going to be the case, if I had to guess.
Didn't Sheamus lose again recently? As recent as Monday? Or maybe it was on SmackDown?
He didn't wrestle Monday. He was announcing while...
Yeah. May have been SmackDown. Jordan, I want you to look at SmackDown spoilers real quick.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Sounds good, by the way.
But yeah, with Bryan, I don't think he'll go to the announce team because he's not the best talker.
No, but I was thinking like a CM Punk type thing where the fans love him.
Oh, that's true, but CM Punk was so much better at commentary.
I agree.
If it's a temporary deal, yeah, fine. You know, Punk was pretty temporary. A couple of weeks, that was it, and then he was out. And honestly, Punk could have handled it a lot longer.
He knocked it out of the park, yeah.
But with Daniel Bryan, I feel like if this is long-term, if this is it, then, I mean, he's going to probably settle into a trainer role.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see the guy doing a lot of on-screen stuff. Again, like you mentioned, Shannon, he's not the best talk in the world. He's not horrible.
No, he's not the worst, no. But he's very much kind of like Benoit, where Benoit wasn't a great interview,
sure,
but he wasn't terrible.
No.
If he said the right things in the right way, he was pretty good.
Yeah, Benoit was still around now, and none of the horrible tragedies had happened, but he wasn't wrestling anymore, he'd be a trainer. I feel like Daniel Bryan is going to follow that somewhere. Yeah.
But he might come back from this. I mean, there's a good chance will wrestle again, but I say we probably won't see him wrestle again.
Probably 2 years. It might be Goldust where he goes out for
Be next year, yeah.
Like when Shawn Michaels left for, 4 years during the back injury? And then
that was
back.
A serious injury, though. Yeah, that put him out for quite a while. So who do we have out right now? We have Hideo Itami's gone.
Yep.
Daniel Bryan, Goldust, Sami Zayn.
Well, did they ever come back with a conclusion of them? I'm still not.
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen it, but we know he's gone for a while.
Bryan has had his done for a while now. I mean, they announced that it was May 8th, just like earlier or late last week, I should say, that they figured out what was going on with him, and they didn't make any kind of announcement until Monday. Up until then, they had just been hoping he was going to make it back at the end of the month. Then it didn't happen that way. So some of these things like Zane's, we may not know until they make a decision. That MRI could have been done for weeks now at this point, or a couple of them anyway, and we may not find out what happens with that for a while. I think you got everybody injury-wise. Now, I mean, of course, Paige, Miz, Big Show.
Hey, out filming a movie.
Next week, though.
Right.
I think today where he's...
So they'll shoehorn him into the pay-per-view somehow.
Somehow. I think
probably.
It's probably going to be something with Kane. Cause I think Kane's going to turn at the show, so somehow he's going to get involved in that.
So are you saying we're building up toward another Kane-Big Show feud?
Well, it is almost May 19th, isn't it?
Oh, speaking of May 19th, our good buddy Asa Gray, who's been on the show a number of times, will be writing up a special article for Blogzilla 1985 about May 19th and his love for Kane. I got to read it yesterday, the first draft of it. Looks pretty good.
Look
forward to that, yeah.
That's nice.
What the fuck is Asa?
I think he's home right now. It's one of those things that I could have invited Asa to be here, and if he's listening, the only reason I didn't invite him to be here was because the last show we did, there were so many people at once, it just felt like it was too much.
Yeah, full disclosure, we're working on a 3-mic setup here.
Right.
So anything over 4 people starts to get little crowded.
And then when you have 5 people, especially Asa's a lot like Louie in that they both like to talk. They're talking people.
Well, most of us do.
Well, except Jordan. That's why he's here.
That's okay.
Jordan's just kind of sitting in the middle. He's pulling stuff up for us. And he'll occasionally quip in. He'll say something.
He'll quip in.
But, yeah, for the most part, not a problem.
A whimper.
Yeah.
I don't say anything because I don't know anything. I can't contribute to anything.
Jordan might go out on a limit every so often and throw something in there.
I was about to explain to Jordan what a contribution meant.
That's a good idea.
So Kane is not on the show at all right now?
No.
He's not booked?
Kane's deal, supposedly, I don't know that he's not booked on the show for sure. And I don't know that they've really clarified this, but even just looking at the wiki lineup, of course, we got the fatal four-way match for the World Heavyweight title at the end of the night. It says if Rollins fails to retain the title, Kane may be fired as director of operations.
Which means Mask has come back.
That's the
No, it doesn't,
suggestion.
Because if they take that, there's no way they're going to take the title off Rollins yet. I don't think so. No. But we'll get to that later. That's the main event. We won't talk
that's
about that right
now. We're still in the news.
We're still in the news. So that's all for the news. Unless you have some, what's your notes?
Oh,
at?
I just
your
got something
notes.
Cool about Dolph Ziggler's somehow working a deal, talking.
Comedy Central.
With Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Oh, which, yeah.
Because he does stand up on his off day for 3 weeks, and he got asked at some Comic Con or something along the lines of that, where they asked him about his stand up, and he said, "Actually, I'm in the talks right now with Comedy Central to have some kind of show."
Yeah, oh, that'd be cool.
So I think it'd be very interesting.
Yeah,
they could just show clips of his career, and everybody laughs.
Well, that's sad.
I say that with love for Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler, I mean, no, think about it. This is the guy, DX pooped on
him. You
know,
we could have Zack Ryder in the show, because somehow that might bring something
over. Wasn't
he
part of the Spirit Squad?
His big crowd.
Yeah, they say he was in the Spirit Squad.
Oh, he was
in the Spirit Squad. Dolph Ziggler.
It was Nikki.
Nikki. He's the only one left.
Holy crap.
I miss Mikey.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey!
You missed Dickie, too.
Was way too
a Dickie? Was Dickie in there?
I don't think Dickie was one.
I don't think Dickie was one of them.
Dickie wasn't there.
Nikki, Johnny, Mikey, Mitch. Who'd I forget? Nikki, Johnny.
Oh, we're taking a selfie.
Wait, what?
Why do you have to mention?
Oh, okay.
Prize.
I don't think I'm even in this selfie.
Yeah, I got
I am.
We
okay.
got part of your face. Okay.
Fantastic.
I don't remember who it was. Mitch,
Johnny,
Mikey,
Nikki, Mikey,
Kenny. Because Ken Doan.
Kenny, there you
go. Because Ken Doan was one of them.
Yeah.
Who later went on to have a relationship with Mickie James.
That's true.
Which they broke up because of CM Punk, wasn't it?
Very well could have been.
I'm pretty sure Punk was just banging every chick in the locker room at that
point. Punk has been tied to basically everybody. Maria.
Kelly. I'm pretty sure, maybe.
Yeah, you mentioned
Lita, for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned Mickie James.
Pretty much everyone except
AJ
Trish.
Now. Yeah.
Because Trish, I think, was with
the
same
guy
for
a long time.
Man, he really plowed through the division.
That's true.
So Dolph Ziggler, Comedy Central, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Jordan, what do you got? What do you got on 4-1 Mania there? Because we have notes. Did Sheamus lose? Did Sheamus lose?
Spoiler alert. Okay, Sheamus versus Ambrose is first. Ambrose gets the win after a big uppercut in the corner and a quick pin out of nowhere.
So Sheamus does lose to Ambrose on SmackDown.
Sheamus loses to everybody.
He's like the bully.
That does not work for a bully character.
Nope. It actually kind of does. Since you see some bullies in high school, like, at least when they got beat up a lot, but they come back and say, I'm this fucking badass.
The point of a bully, though, and to me, a bully storyline, is that you bully people around, you make them hate you, you make people want to see you lose, and then when you finally lose, it means something.
Yep.
When you lose every week, it's like, oh, he lost again, who cares, you know?
I maintain that while I love the new direction as far as Sheamus' look and the appearance and the entrance and
great
everything,
aura, yeah.
Sure, and the intensity... Integrity's in there somewhere, too. I don't think he's all that integritous. I said before WrestleMania on the preview show, very first show, that I really was hoping he was coming back with the Authority.
It didn't happen.
I think it's a wasted opportunity.
Hey, they've wasted Sheamus, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He had such a good comeback when he knocked out Ziggler and he knocked out Bryan. Had that great music, has that great look.
Yep. And then he said, I'm back. That was awesome.
And he smiled, and it looked great. Then they've just said, throw them out there, have them lose. Because wins and losses don't matter.
No, of course not.
To Vince McMahon.
We've wasted so much time with Big Show and Kane. I mean, it wouldn't have been nice to have a big guy in the Authority who actually gets something accomplished.
Who could do
That's
something.
That's the best part. Yeah. A guy who's never... Because you can play up that relationship he has with Triple H, the real-life relationship. They're good friends there.
They're workout buddies.
Right. He's not going to question anything Triple H asks him to do. And that would have been a great way to turn either Big Show or Kane face and bring them out of the Authority and actually bring them out with a little heat behind them.
Yeah.
And just have Sheamus be the guy go, look, if you're not going to do it, I will. I won't question them. I'll do whatever they ask me to do, and I'll get it done the right way.
Yeah. He could be a good lick spittle.
Right.
Plus, I think they have a lick spittle. I wouldn't want to work that term. They have a chance to bring Kane out of it with some heat. They've had this chance for about 2 months now.
Right.
And they're pissing it away more and more every month.
And they really, I mean, Kane has been on borrowed time for years. Not because of injuries or anything, but my God, how long can a guy go before eventually he's got to call it quits?
Yeah.
How many more things can you do? You know,
even Hulk Hogan stopped wrestling eventually.
Right.
Although,
please not. This.
Let's bring this up. No.
Please no.
No, you know what? I got Zach on my side now. Please. Zach won't bash Hulk Hogan anymore out of respect for me. Jordan, I wish you could reach
the
same point.
I do respect
point.
Hogan, and I'm not going to bash him.
Hogan, you read this. Hogan says he wants another match.
Yes.
One more match at WrestleMania 32.
Oh, yeah. Cena.
Hogan versus Cena?
I'll give it to him.
Never happened because one of them has to turn heel.
Yeah.
You know?
John Cena said he's willing to do it.
Here's the problem. If we're dragging all the way out to WrestleMania, Rusev doesn't seem like as viable an option. No. I feel like by then, Rusev will have something different going.
I think Wyatt.
Wyatt could
give Wyatt the win over Hulk Hogan.
They're probably going to put the Ryback.
I really just wish they do it with Rusev and do it at SummerSlam. Don't even wait for WrestleMania. With I know Hulk WrestleMania Hogan. Is the big thing. Yeah, but if you're going to bring Hogan in and you're going to do it, the only thing that makes sense at this point is Rusev. Assuming, and I think it's even better, if Rusev actually manages to go overseen on Sunday. But, again, we'll talk about that
later
on.
We need to talk about that, yeah. I know Hogan said that he wants to have one more match because his last matches were in TNA, which if you ever watched his matches in TNA, I mean, obviously Hulk Hogan is not a good wrestler. I mean, he was never a great wrestler.
Right.
But he at least, he performed everything he had to get the crowd behind him.
Sure.
But his I watched his match in TNA with Sting. That yeah. was one of his last ones. Mm-hmm. And it was just bad on so many levels. Yeah. Like, it was not, for one, he's wearing jeans. He's, you know, they're already bleeding 5 minutes into the match. Right. You know, it's just not a Hogan match. I want one last Hogan match to, right. to give you that good send off. You know,
now, so I feel like Rusev is probably a guy who could handle that. I mean, he seems to be pretty competent in the ring. I don't know of any situations where he's been, you know, the result of, or he's been what am I going for? The originator of an injury. Yeah. Yeah.
He's no Ahmed Johnson.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. So
Jordan, Ahmed Johnson was actually kind of cool, but he was never that great.
Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah. Big T.
Big T. So, Big T. Okay. So, Ahmed, and I want to tell Jordan this story real quick. So, Ahmed Johnson goes to WCW and he gets in a feud with Harlem Heat and Booker T. They feud over the letter
you
T.
Said this letter is three T. fucking think, weeks straight you said this story.
I love this. That story.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm done. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you want to hear another big piece of wrestling news
yes,
that I heard this
absolutely.
Week? Okay, I know it's not WWE related, but somehow.
Jordan, hand me some gummy bears.
Jim Ross was in an interview in the past couple days where he was interviewed about announcing for WWE. He said it's probably not going to happen in the future, but he is very willing and really wants to go work for Jeff Jarrett in the Global Force Wrestling, which says a lot about Jeff Jarrett and how a WWE Hall of Famer is looking forward to his company.
Jeff Jarrett's career arc has been such a weird deal because he in the 90s was not really all that well respected, played a lot of mid-card stuff, really was one of the guys who took major advantage of WCW at its end and was doing everything he could to be Slap on top. Nuts. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can buy that shirt now on Barbershop Window, too, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
I saw on the network the other day, one of the few times I've actually watched the network outside of a pay-per-view scenario. And I saw a best Intercontinental Champions of all time list for their top 10, and Jarrett was on it.
Yeah,
good.
And they mentioned that he was underrated and he was one of the better wrestlers of all time. And I just thought that was really weird because if there's anybody that has bad blood with Vince McMahon at the WWE it's Jeff Jarrett.
He was fired on screen on the last ever Nitro.
Well, because
just fired him on TV. You're fired.
Well, he held him up for how much money just to lose to China? Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, when Jarrett went to WCW. Story. He had the Intercontinental title, and they didn't want to have another situation like with Medusa, where she went over and dropped the title in the trash. So they basically paid Jarrett a huge amount of money to lose to China.
Was that the Good Housekeeping match?
The Good Housekeeping match, yeah. Oh, now, Jarrett said later that it wasn't him holding up for money. He just wanted to get the royalties and stuff that he was owed. And he didn't want to wait on it. He didn't want to risk not getting it because he left. But yeah, then when they had the WCW invasion thing and they had that final Nitro and Jeff Jarrett was on screen, McMahon tore him apart and just he's fired. He's gone.
You're done.
And, you know, McMahon, they've reached out to every old wrestler to kind of make amends except Jeff Jarrett.
Well, and he spent, you know, that little time in TNA when it first really got going and was not well respected there either. Another guy who, of course, as a result of the end of his WCW career, was treated as a guy who was going to come in and play politics. He was treated just like a Hogan or a Kevin Nash was going to be treated when he came in, and it kind of went that way. But ever since then, he kind of went to obscurity for a little while. All of a sudden, GFW becomes their thing, or GWF, GFW, Global Force Wrestling.
Yeah.
And you know, he seems to have humbled a lot. It's kind of like watching Randy Orton figure out I can't be an asshole for my entire life, you know? I've got to
We're still waiting for CM Punk to hit that level.
Oh,
I'm going to stare. Didn't Jeff Jarrett own part of TNA?
He did.
At the time?
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah, he had a rough time. I mean, Jarrett did not have it easy. His wife passed away from cancer.
Right.
Ended up marrying Kurt Angle's wife, which had to be awkward.
Which was a huge on-screen angle.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was, very intense.
For better or worse.
Because at first I thought it was fake, and then I found out it's real, and I was like, holy shit, this is the most intense angle ever. And now they're all friends.
When I heard that, the first thing I could think about was the interview that Kurt and what's his wife at the time's name? What was
Karen? Karen Angle?
Yeah, where they were on Howard Stern, and she talked about how much she liked anal sex. That's all I could think about was Karen Angle at anal sex. Ankle sex is what I like to call it.
I thought about like the whole Lita, Matt Hardy, and Edge thing where they had like the on-screen feud about it.
Yeah.
But it did, I don't think
Which was one of the biggest bombs they've ever done because they screwed up Matt Hardy's character immediately upon return.
But that didn't go as far as the Angle, Jarrett, and the wife angle.
Yeah, that thing got out of hand.
That thing made you uncomfortable watching. It was really good.
Hey, we're 25 minutes in. Should we talk about the pay-per-view?
Oh, yeah,
we
probably should.
No. Let's talk more about anal sex.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the
I like it.
Well, you like it.
Uh-oh. I don't like that. I'll fix that for you. That's where you went.
I like that he had to clarify. He had to clarify that he doesn't like to take it.
You're the motherfucker of the week.
Motherfucker
Dr. Drew is going to be here any second now, I'm sure.
All right, so the pay-per-view this Sunday, Payback. Every pay-per-view we do, every preview we do, we are less and less excited every time we come here to talk about it. That's because we started
with WrestleMania, man. We started at the top of the mountain. You knew it had to just come down from there.
It's true.
It was good time, but also bad time in the long run.
Am I the only one with the match list?
Okay. Yeah, you go ahead.
I'll try to start as far down as I imagine they're going to start.
I'm going to eat some more gummy bears while you do that.
Well, I know for sure this is the pre-show match. They announced this on Monday night as a tag team match. The Ascension against Curtis Axel, Axelmania, and the newly christened Macho Man now.
So now it's like Hulk Hogan and Damian. Macho Man.
The mega powers.
The micro powers.
Yes.
I
look forward to that. That sounds interesting.
You know, I would if they hadn't just taken a big crap on Damian Sandow. I mean, man, the Macho Man thing is fine. It's whatever. You know, I know a lot of people kind of crapped on it because, it's you know, not very good, and that's kind of an insult to Randy. Man, Jay Lethal's wasn't that good either. Can we be honest?
The only thing I don't like about this is that they've done this before with Jay Lethal when he was the Black Machismo.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought Jay Lethal did a great job. He actually got permission from Randy Savage because he did his impersonation. And Randy said, go for it.
Because he was still alive at the time to ask him. So I think that's what's kind of left people with a bad taste in their mouth over this one. Savage is gone. They just inducted him into the Hall of Fame, and then they do this. And it's not meant to be offensive. I mean, it's not like they put it on a heel character and make him look like an idiot. You know, Sandow's doing his best to pull it off.
I don't think Vince will let somebody do it.
I think there is a real chance that of the micro powers is what we'll call them.
Yes.
There's a real chance the micro powers could win the tag titles because, you know, they love their funny gimmicks.
Absolutely.
And the crowd's popping right now big for them.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, are we really going to waste time trying to get the Ascension over anymore?
No, but the New Day is fantastic.
And they're coming up. We'll talk about the New Day. They're coming up. Get me excited. They're down the pipeline here. So are we all kind of generally in agreement, Axel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Axel, and Macho Man Dow.
And I'm glad, too, even though I really feel bad for the Ascension because I thought when they came in that they were great. They had a great look.
Yeah.
Very intense group.
Yeah.
And, God, what they got 1 week where they got to do something and then just immediately went to the job squad.
Yep.
You know, it's depressing.
You know, with the release of the new Mad Max movie and everything that's going on with that, you would think they'd find a way to tie something into that. I know they're not exactly Mad Max, you know, ripoffs, but they are fairly similar to the Road Warriors, and that was always intended to be.
I mean, I don't recall Triple H ever going back in time to stop Sarah Connor, but he had Terminators at WrestleMania.
It happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think at least they would try and get something together there. So, all right, so the micro powers going
micro
out. I
powers
like that. The
sure.
more I say it, the more I like it. It's more
but that, hey, you know what? If that goes on a t-shirt, if that's on WWE.com, the shop zone.
Suing time.
Suing the
copyright.
Shit.
Suing time.
Say you got
copyright right now. Micro powers. Ponzo the 1985 Sly Ducky Productions.
You know, let's just stick with tag teams because, I mean, even though this is a bigger match, it's very likely this could open because it's going to be high octane. It's the tag titles match. New Day, you mentioned it. Which apparently, this is listed as Big E and Kofi Kingston. I guess they were the ones in the match.
I wanted to question this because like the past 2 weeks, you saw at the pay-per-view, Xavier Woods didn't want to basically give away the title. He wanted to hold it for Kofi.
Right,
Big E.
Yeah.
On the past Raw a couple weeks ago, he actually wore the title. Kofi wore the title. I was like, what's going on with that?
I think that's based on whoever's wrestling because it's always been single matches, so whoever's wrestling doesn't wear the title. The other two guys wear the titles. That way they don't have to care.
I just thought it was something with Xavier Woods because he acted funny with it at the pay-per-view.
I think they're dropping hints that eventually he's going to turn.
Right.
That they're going to turn on him, and it's just going to be Kofi and Big E.
Yeah.
Which I think is a mistake because Xavier Woods is fantastic.
You
ever see him in TNA as Consequences Creed?
Mm-hmm.
Basically Apollo Creed?
Right.
He was amazing. He was so good. I don't want them to split New Day up, but I kind of feel that's where they're going with it already.
Well, they have to. It started working, so now we got to break them up, of course. I mean, you know. God forbid we let a tag team that gets over on their own eventually, you know, get to continue to do that for any longer than a month.
And God, so, I hope they don't lose to Kid and Cesaro, even though I love Kid and Cesaro.
Sure.
I don't want another Usos thing where every month they're wrestling for the title over and over again, you know?
I don't think I even got to that part, but yes, it is Kid and Cesaro who they're facing.
Oh, sorry.
And
sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Spoiler alert. It's okay. And it's it is a 2 out of 3 falls match. That's the stipulation they've tied to this one.
Now,
so
I want to say, with them announcing the Elimination Chamber 2 weeks after this pay-per-view, do you see any of these titles changing just to change right back? Maybe, like, well, they'll do something different here just to switch it right back at the
end?
All right,
side note. Here's the question we didn't really get into about the Elimination Chamber. This is, it was originally scheduled as a house show anyway, so you have to imagine there's more than just a handful of matches. But are they going to make this thing a full-blown pay-per-view where we have, you know, I mean, there's 7 matches listed on the payback card right now. Is it going to be like that? And are they all going to be high-octane things? Are we going to see Cena and Rusev for the U.S. title again? Is there going to be a major world title? We don't know. We have no idea. We know there's an Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, and there will probably be an Elimination Chamber match. Otherwise,
it'd be pointless.
It'd be very confusing.
Right.
Other than that, we have no idea what they're going to do with this thing. So I don't even know if they're going to treat it like a full pay-per-view. I feel like if it's going to be similar to the King of the Ring deal where there's just a handful of matches, then I think you could get away with a few title changes. Sure, I think they would probably do so.
Holy shit. So when was King of the Ring?
2 weeks ago? 2 weeks?
Was it last Tuesday?
Something like that, yeah. Started last Monday. And then
I know where you're going with this.
Was that in May?
Uh-huh.
So in May, we'll have King of the Ring, Payback, and Elimination Chamber in one fucking month.
And a free month of the WWE Network, and there's your answer.
Oh, my God.
That's the deal. They have found success, according to all the reports, with converting people who take them up on the free month into full-blown subscribers, into actually paying for the network. And so anything they can do, anytime they decide to have a free month, buckle your seatbelt because it's about to get ridiculous. Wasn't they're going to do everything they can. Though? What's the deal?
Wasn't April a free month?
Have they charged people?
That's a good question.
Have they ever charged them? I've been charged because I've been paying for it every month.
I might as well cancel it.
I'm not being charged. Well, you better not. Mooching off my buddy. Hi, yes. Jake.
I appreciate it. I canceled mine, so don't cancel yours.
Well, we might as well because we're just getting free months every month.
Just tell Lonnie it's a business expense.
I tried that once. I told him we need to get the WWE Network in the stores, and then we charge people to come watch the pay-per-views. Well, apparently they can't do that because it's illegal, or it's, I don't know. He won't do it.
Yeah.
So, that sucks.
There's probably a legality thing.
I'm not going to say anything negative about him, though, because I know for a fact he does listen to these podcasts.
I'm not a business guy. I don't know.
But back to the match. Back to New Day versus Kid Cesaro.
Kid Cesaro.
Obviously, it's going to be a great match.
Sure.
Because those teams can go.
Right.
I think Kid and Cesaro will lose, but
I do too.
I'm worried they'll win just to lose the titles right back at Elimination Chamber.
I honestly don't know. I think they're probably just going to go ahead and leave them on New Day. If anything else, it'd be the other way around. Maybe New Day retains here, but then they lose at the Chamber, depending on what. And who knows? I mean, we have no idea how many Chamber matches they're going to have. There might just be a big Chamber match with a bunch of tag team guys in it for whatever reason.
Well, I know
it might not be for the belts.
They did say already that the titles will be on the line.
Right.
I don't know which ones, but there will be titles on the line at the Elimination Chamber.
Right.
And you've got to assume that they're going to make it big because there's no way they're going to put a house show on the network as a selling point. You know?
Yeah.
I've been to the house shows. They're okay.
Go ahead, Zach. You're right.
We keep saying this house show thing. Is it going to, it's going to be bigger than I'm assuming a Cape Girardeau house show.
Well, we don't know. I mean, it's the same arena.
It's the Elimination Chamber, they're calling it that.
They're doing like the big entrance and everything, right?
You'd have to think so.
But he keeps saying house show, and the first thing I keep thinking about is just the little X.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't understand.
You think they could do that in Cape?
No. I don't know. I think the Show Me Center is probably also too upgraded. The Alliance Bank Center is apparently like from the 70s. Like, they haven't done much other than, you know, slap a coat of paint on the place.
I'm just, that just really threw me every time you say it.
But who do you got in the pay-per-view match?
As for the tag team match.
We want you to tell us who you think you're going to win.
Oh, it's going to be the New Day.
Okay, Jordan, you got New Day?
Yeah, I got New Day.
It's because they're great, they're fresh, they're funky.
Can we agree that since it is a 2 out of 3 falls match, it's going to go to 3?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Probably Kid and Cesaro get the first one, New Day get the second one, and then they get the third by some heel chicanery, as they say.
Yeah,
but isn't that how that always works almost?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you have a formula that works, go for it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Except there was that one, I think it was
Two Broke Girls.
On WrestleMania where they had 2 out of 3 falls and whoever won the first two, and we were all like, what?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm trying to remember whose match that was.
Angle and Benoit?
No, it was recent.
Oh,
it was Ziggler versus somebody, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he won the first two, and it was like, okay, we thought that was going to go all three, but whatever.
So that happened.
Yeah, who else you got?
All right, so everything else from here on out is a singles match, and I feel like I should bring up at this point that there is currently, anyway, no listed Divas match. And I say that because I feel like I said that about all them all being singles matches. I feel like if there is a Divas match, the go-to obvious one is Naomi and Tamina against the Bellas and make it a tag match. Don't do it for the belts. Probably Naomi and Tamina win because, again, it's not for the belts.
Wins and losses don't matter.
That. Wins and losses don't matter. Well, especially in the Divas division, they've all but outright said that.
Or personalities, yeah.
Or, you know, heel face status. Who cares?
All that matters is breast size. And Nikki is queen.
Well, again, it's not even they're not even listed for a match. So
Naomi's queen because hers are real.
No, they're not.
Wait, what?
No,
oh, Naomi.
Trust me, I've seen pictures.
I thought you were still talking about the Bellas. I'm like, aren't they the same one?
Jordan, look up pictures. Look up Naomi breasts.
I'm glad you guys are on the other side of the counter.
but they're adding matches to this thing all the time. They just added right back in what's his name? Bray Wyatt.
Right, yeah, actually, that's what I was going to mention. I'm guessing this may be one of the next ones. Right back in Bray Wyatt. The living Ninja Turtle versus the new face of fear.
See, I see Ryback more as a battle toad.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because he's got them big old muscles.
You know what he actually looks like? And I wish I had the picture close up here. You remember that movie Mac and Me? It kind of looks like Mac with the ears and
that
the big eyes.
That thing scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
Jordan,
it was horrifying.
Mac and Me was a terrible family film. Ryback and Bray Wyatt.
And McDonald's advertisement. It was. It was McDonald's funded the whole thing.
Bray Wyatt versus Ryback?
No. Brought to you in part by McDonald's.
Because I heard Ryback really likes Ritz crackers and protein bars.
Mm.
It's a Botchamania joke. Jesse will get it. He'll laugh. He's laughing right now. Well, not right now. Because,
talk too much. Anyway.
Quit your cackling, Jesse.
Wyatt versus Ryback. That's like everyone's favorite. The internet's favorite versus the internet's most hated.
Yep.
This is an internet match for you right here. This is an IWC championship match.
Right.
Everyone hates Ryback. He's too big. He doesn't wrestle very well. He's a terrible promo. He injures people. Everybody loves Bray Wyatt. His promos are incredible. He's great in the ring.
Right.
He should win every match.
And you know, I'm a huge Bray Wyatt fan. I actually skipped.
You know what I'm a big fan of is you talking into the mic. That'd be nice.
My bad. I'm sorry.
All right. For those that can't see this at home, we have these boom mics here looking things. And Zach doesn't talk to the mic. He goes beyond the mic.
He talks to you. Beyond the mat. It's beyond the mic.
Beyond the mic.
I was going to go with the fucking joke about it. No, I mean, I'm a huge Bray Wyatt fan, but I actually, his promo in Raw this past week, I skipped it. I didn't want to care. I didn't care about this match. I think the only reason I don't care about the match is because Ryback's in it. Like, I could care. I don't.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't care because Wyatt's in it.
I agree
with them going after Ryback. I fucking hate it.
Here's the real question. Is Bray Wyatt finally going to win a pay-per-view match?
Yeah.
No.
Is Bray Wyatt finally going
to? If he loses to Ryback.
Man.
He's winning.
Wait a minute. This is
Internet's
a divided
gonna lose
table.
Reddit's going to go crazy.
Because Zach and I honestly, I think Bray Wyatt's going to win.
We're going to go on a limit
he's
here.
Gonna take the,
Jordan,
we're going
you
on,
you on my side or on Bray Wyatt's side?
I don't see Bray Wyatt winning. I just don't. So you
see, I feel like this is the beginning of a feud because they're seemingly locked into this for whatever reason. They're going to make this a thing, and you don't start your feud with a face winning. Not a good one anyway.
Well, unless you're John Cena.
Unless you're John Cena, then you don't really have a choice, do you?
Super Cena.
Spoiler, retains. I win.
Yeah.
No.
But who does Vince McMahon see more value in? A beefed up, muscle bound freak?
Well,
or Bo Rotunda's relative?
Well, comparing all right, one makes him lose money because he keeps injuring all the wrestlers, I'd go with Bray Wyatt.
Let me play my trump card here, though. You are aware that Luke Harper and Eric Rowan are a tag team again, right?
And I am so excited about it. Well, not officially.
Well, right, not officially. But they may as well be.
Okay. Yeah, on Raw, like I think Harper was fighting Fandango, maybe? And then Rowan came out and they beat him up together.
Yeah.
So
what do you do again.
With a great tag team that you should have broken up in the first place? Put them the fuck back together. Exactly. Like Z-Bone and Bubba.
But just out of nowhere, not...
No, no build-up, no reason for it.
Just fucking do it.
They just came out.
I guess
and
they listened to Ace
again.
A bitch about it on our...
well, because it's true. I mean, right. Why would you break up Rowan? Rowan and Harper. It's a
is
great
that like
team.
The Krogan thing? Is that Hulk Hogan and Eric Rowan together?
We still don't have an email Lindsay about a Krogan
vowed,
yet.
Lindsay vowed to draw that for us.
Yes!
Well, then I guess she gets a shout-out and gets me on the show.
Lindsay
next
is
time.
The real MVP.
but even if Rowan and Harper get back together, are they going to go back to Bray Wyatt?
What else are you doing with them?
Put
honestly.
Him against Kid Cesaro.
You can do all that and still have him work with Bray Wyatt.
That's true.
Again, I'm going out on a limit here, as we say, but I really am. I'm really playing this as a trump card. I really think it's almost fantasy booking at this point, but that'd be a great way to have them come back together.
We should do a show on fantasy booking.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I'm with Hunter in this.
Well, if you do... If
you usually are. If I talk long enough, Zach will be on my side sooner or later.
If they do this, though, if they put Wyatt and Harper and Roman back together, then they will basically say that the past, what, 6-7 months have been completely pointless.
Well, and they have, more or less. I mean, really, what are we going to reference with them? None of them have done anything of any particular note. Harper had a bunch of good matches with Ziggler and Ambrose.
Rowan did absolutely nothing.
Rowan just practically
didn't
exist.
Other than that Survivor Series moment.
Bray Wyatt, you know, lost to The Undertaker at WrestleMania, would probably like to forget a lot of the past few months.
Yeah.
And again, we mentioned this, several shows ago, but when they broke up, there was never some big moment of, oh, we're not going to work together anymore. Screw you guys. I'm going home. You know, even in the Royal Rumble, they had that brief moment where they almost worked together.
Right.
So it's really not going to be that difficult if they want to do this to have Bray Wyatt just welcome them back into the fold.
And say that they're following the Buzzards again. They strayed away from the Buzzards and now
yeah,
they're following
exactly.
them again.
They're back and
they lost track of the Buzzards briefly.
Yeah.
But now they found. They got their GPS.
They're on the trail again.
Yeah.
All right. So. Divided the table on this.
We're split.
One.
You guys want to put a bet down on this?
I do. No. Slap bet.
Slap bet? You've already got a slap bet going with Tanner. For Tanner Thursday.
No, really?
Yeah, because he's going for the Ducks. I'm going for the Blackhawks.
Oh, okay.
I'm the slapper. Do I get to be the slapper?
No, you're the committee. Official. You get to decide if the slap is appropriate at the time that
we can do that. We can do that. All right, who we got next? Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go on to another singles match. And again, these are this is two of the three after we go through Ryback and Bray Wyatt that we mentioned could be for the IC title, but probably won't be. Ziggler and Sheamus is the next singles match.
Completely uninterested in this match.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of somebody else. My bad. I don't care either.
Nobody saw you. It's okay. They don't know.
I
saw it.
I don't care about this match. This match is boring.
They've ruined so many. They've ruined them both so many times.
Is the one Sheamus wins, right? Finally,
he has to.
Yeah.
Is Ziggler going for a rock star look now?
With the headband.
With the headband, the jacket.
I kind of dig the headband.
And he's wearing eyeliner too.
Oh, really?
Because week I thought he was. He had on like this jean jacket with a thing on the back. I saw it at a glance, and I was like, "Is he wearing a My Little Pony type thing?" But it wasn't. It wasn't. And I was like, "Holy shit." They're going to freak after this, but no, he has like that headband with the eyeliner and the jacket.
Other than the t-shirt, Ziggler doesn't really have any merchandise, so I can see him being a guy who goes, I'll create a headband. Sure, I can make some back-end cash on that. Awesome. Yeah, headband. I'll wear it. Yeah,
Zack Ryder's idea.
Totally.
But man, I feel like every time they change Ziggler, I mean, he already worked. Like, why would you want to change what works?
I don't understand why he's not in the main event picture.
Well,
because he's
say,
not that good.
And
joking. Withdrawn.
I disagreed. The Elimination Chamber, as we keep kind of bouncing back and forth, that I honestly think you got to have six people in that match. So we can pretty much guarantee at this point, as long as nobody gets injured between now and then, your four guys in the main event for Payback. That's Orton, Rollins, Reigns, and Ambrose.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about that, too.
And then you add in Sheamus and Ziggler, right? They're the next closest to the top tier.
Assuming that neither of them have a match with Ryback.
Here's the only problem with that, though, is you have only two heels in the main event match. What I can see them doing, because you already mentioned it, Zach, the Big Show's coming back, is that the Elimination Chamber becomes Orton, Rollins, and Reigns, and then Big Show, Kane, and
Can
Ambrose.
He fit in the pod?
Please no.
I think he has been in one before.
He has. He was in the ECW one.
Yeah. So.
Please no.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not pumped about it by any stretch of the imagination.
And I don't even hate Big Show.
No.
It's just not a match.
But let's take this into account to further put a wrinkle into the situation. By then, Kane might be a face. Kane may not even be part of the Authority anymore. After this Sunday.
If they finally pull the trigger.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So apparently there was a Payback match here we were talking about. Ziggler and Sheamus. It's a throwaway. There's nothing on the line. Nobody's even going to kiss anyone's arse, as we know.
I mean, you know, in the old days, this would have worked as a match because Sheamus talked big, lost to Ziggler, won revenge. They trade out some victories. They interrupt each other's matches.
Right.
On paper, it's got a decent buildup. I just don't care.
No.
Because the way they built it up.
Yeah,
you know?
They built it up very poorly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sheamus has got to win, and then where does he go from there?
Right.
Do they just stretch out the feud more?
There has
to be a blow-off match where it's over.
Right.
You know?
And even this that's where the stipulation comes into play, but at this point, who knows? I think the only way Sheamus doesn't win here is if, when we look at this at the end, if we have a ton of heels winning, they got to have a face win somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it would be Ziggler, but that would be about the only way I could see that going down. So I think we're all generally in agreement. Sheamus probably takes this one.
But who does he fight after? That's what I want to know. Yep. Who do you put Sheamus against now? Neville? Maybe?
I guess. Well, I guess that's contingent upon the next match. That's King Barrett and Neville, the
what
one that's likely to be for the IC title.
Yeah, because even didn't Brian even mention Neville?
He mentioned Neville and Ziggler and
Barrett.
Barrett.
Yeah, so it would make the most sense if they did that. And
Ambrose. He mentioned Dean Ambrose for
some
reason.
That threw me off.
Fucking Ambrose.
Yeah, for some reason Ambrose got in there.
I watch him on Dolph Ziggler quickly. He always changes his thing. Remember when he was with Vicky Guerrero and he got announced at a pay-per-view? He was like, check out the new Dolph Ziggler. And he had that hair.
Oh, yeah. Everybody hated it.
This very next day, I was like, where the fuck did brown hair go? It's like, the very next day, he said, fuck that.
Nope. No thanks.
Zack Ryder did a similar thing. I don't want to get off off the topic here, but Zack Ryder did a similar thing where he dyed his hair and apparently got huge heat with management for dyeing his hair.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to him?
That was actually the start of his deep push. So Ziggler needs to watch his ass.
Yeah.
If you guys can stop watching it long enough. Watching you, Jordan. All
so, right. King Barrett, Neville, probably for the IC title. Does that change anybody's opinion of who wins this match?
Well, it depends. Who do you think is going to win the match?
Oh, I was hoping somebody else would answer that question before me. Zach, go
I'll
for
go
it.
There.
All right, Zach, say okay. It at the same time. On three. One, two, three. Barrett.
See, okay, I love.
Who'd you say, Jordan?
I love that he
did you say Barrett?
The bad news. I like that he goes by King Barrett.
Yeah.
I like that he calls it the Royal Bullhammer. I wish he would change the Wasteland thing, though. I wish he would call that to something else.
Yeah. But. That didn't really make a lot of sense in the first place. And now that we have the Ascension saying, welcome to the Wasteland regularly.
Yeah, he needs to rename that.
Yeah, distance yourself from them, please.
Like some kind of like.
Yeah.
Like Mad Max again.
But we've already got Sheamus kind of working with him, which was. Anybody remember when King Booker was a thing and they had Finley working? What is it with the Irish guys being appropriated as the Knights of the Court?
Fit Finley and William Regal in WCW.
Oh, yeah. You know? He did it then, too.
Squire Dave Taylor.
They need to call true him like the Peasant Slam.
The Peasant Slam?
Yeah.
Call it the Plague.
Hey, that's cool, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Barrett's going to win this.
I also think Barrett. Did you have Neville?
Well, all right.
I want Neville to win, but you don't make King Barrett and then not give him
after,
the title.
But after that match with Cena on Raw, I don't know if you guys watched that.
Oh, yeah.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, it was a hell of a match, and Neville had already legitimized himself anyway, but as a guy who could walk out with the title, yeah, absolutely.
He kicked out of the AA.
I think at the end of the day, it's just more fun to have him chase it. That's the only reason I think Barrett is going to win. That way you can have Neville chase after him and some other guys, you know, in the mix
there,
too.
Win. He's going
to
win.
I do think there's something we forget to mention, though. And that is that Wade Barrett was the Intercontinental Champion.
True.
And they couldn't wait to get the title off of him on somebody else. You think now they're just going to push him right back into the title?
No.
Well, they made him King Booker. He got to do something. Or King Booker.
They get the Elimination Chamber. Barrett. They're going to have, who is it, Sheamus? Oh, no, I forget. And they're going to have an Intercontinental IC match at the
Elimination Chamber.
And I think Neville's going to win it in it.
Well, so do you think they're going to make it for the title at Payback, or do you think they're going to wait until Elimination
Chamber? They're going to wait. I think they're going to have him build
up. That'd be a great selling point.
Yes,
yeah.
They're going to build it up.
Maybe it's not for the IC title, at which point, I mean, again, yeah, Barrett could use a...
If it is not for the IC title... All right, here's my prediction. If it's for the IC title, Barrett. If it's not for the title, Neville.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
Yeah.
And I am see it. I am the suit guy. So.
He is the suit guy.
I think you have to wear glasses the whole time during the rest of the show. Could you call them out?
We're getting into the nitty gritty here. We got two left to go. So Cena and Rusev, I guess, is where we should start.
I'm taking the glasses back off.
I've been waiting to talk about this.
Is it so you don't want to get any tears on them? Because,
I just don't understand. This is their fourth match, right?
Yes.
And Rusev's won one. Fastlane has run.
Is it their fourth match?
Yeah, Fastlane, WrestleMania, Extreme Rules, and
the big story out of this isn't even Rusev and Cena. No one really cares because everyone knows at this point Cena's going to win and everyone's going to cry.
Yes, Cena's going to win.
Spoiler: I win.
The big story coming out of all this is Lana. She is going face, very clearly. She's dancing outside of the ring to Fandango's music. Mm-hmm. She's posting Twitter messages.
On the Hulu Plus thing, too.
She's
the one that says, you get to watch a special 90-minute of this, and Russo comes in and he's like, get out of here.
You know they're a real-life couple, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is just funny to me.
He's magnificent.
I just throw it out there.
Why would you not want to be with that man? I mean, her. John would be like,
I have become, you know, I'm already a John Cena fan. Watching this.
Oh, everybody is.
Oh, really. Yeah. I love watching the... I know Jordan hates him for some odd fact. Jordan hates all the people.
Jordan hates anybody we like except CM Punk.
Yes, or Dean Ambrose. But I like Cena so much, especially watching him weekly having the open John Cena challenge, because he is really putting over young talent. Even if they don't win. But they don't win, but Sami Zayn had a fantastic match. The Neville match, he kicked out of the AA. He got to do all his high spots.
It's true.
Like, right. That match was fantastic.
Wait, here's the thing,
though. Is everybody kicking out of the AA now?
Well, yeah, it's basically a transition at this point. Springboard Stunner, it's what it's all about, right? Here's the problem. The John Cena Open Challenge has been fun, but it has a shelf life.
Yeah.
They're clearly not going to repeat it because it's not fun to see. The whole point is who's going to come out? Who's going to be the next guy to try to take the U.S. title? At this point, I mean, honestly, can you think of somebody who hasn't had a shot at it who needs one?
The only way they can keep this gimmick working, and this is where I thought they were taking the gimmick originally, is you have guys that aren't in WWE. You have Bully Ray come out. You have Taz come out.
Yeah.
You know, you have guys that you haven't seen in a while come out, and then everybody goes, holy shit, you know, have Vader come out for fuck's sake.
Well, and that's what they've done lately.
Scott Hall, I don't care.
Scott Steiner.
That's what they've done. Fat asses. Fat asses. That's what they've done lately with the NXT superstars. It's been the same idea with Sami Zayn, with, well, Neville not really NXT anymore, but it kind of feels the same way. But even then, man, I'm trying to think of the NXT guys who would make that move. I mean, when you got guys like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn fighting for the NXT title, you're not really going to have them do that.
What if this is how Samoa Joe debuts and he takes it off of him?
If Samoa Joe debuts and beats John Cena for the title, crowd erupts. I mean, it would be a great moment.
Yeah, it'd be pretty wild.
Is why they won't do it.
It would probably have to be a main event type thing. He probably has to come out and be like, oh, I'm decided to do it at the very last match, and that's when it happens. Because if it happens in the middle card, I don't see
but
it happening.
See, here's what you do. In case the crowd craps all over because they don't know who Samoa Joe is, you bring The Rock out and have him raise his arm at the end, right?
Pretend they're cousins. There's Samoa, and they're all related.
If you don't know who Samoa Joe is, Jordan.
Actually, is Samoa Joe related to The Rock?
No.
Because I've always heard all Samoans were related more or less.
It's got to be close to some degree, I would think, but I don't know.
Somewhere down the line. But yeah, with Rusev and Cena by themselves, just for the match alone, I think Cena's going to win again. I really hope Rusev's going to win, but
he does not lose.
Let's take into account, and yeah, it is. That's something we didn't mention. It is an I Quit match.
Yeah. Kyle Edwards, I think, was on Twitter and brought that up, that he's never lost an I Quit match.
Yeah. Which, whenever he said
Cena,
whenever Lana came out and said it's been done, there's an I Quit match. Right? I literally said, "Well, that's going to be the drizzling shit. So we already know who fucking wins." Like, well, you already lost a crowd by announcing.
What match could they have picked that you wouldn't have gone? Well, we already know who's going to win.
First Blood.
No, Cena.
Iron Man.
America don't believe.
Oh, they don't. They
these colors don't run.
Anything but fucking I Quit. You know Cena's going to win.
They should have made it a Russian tank match.
Oh, yeah.
Because Cena has no experience with Russian tanks.
Like the WCW
The Monster Truck match.
Let's remember that there was a great I Quit match with The Rock and Mankind that ended without anybody actually saying I Quit. They sure thought he did.
It was the recording of the show.
It was the recording of Mick Foley saying, I'll never say I Quit, and they just cut it to say I Quit.
Okay, two points about that match. One.
Didn't that happen with The Miz, too, one year when he had the title?
Yeah, something.
And Alex Riley had the phone, and he was like...
Yeah, he did something with the thing.
I want to say about that match, by the way, that was horrible. The I Quit thing.
Yeah.
I was always, even as a kid, I thought, that's so stupid. Who would fall for that? And wasn't that the match that the Mick Foley almost died?
Yeah, you beat me to it. That's the same one where The Rock hit him with about 17 unprotected chair shots.
Yeah, because his hands
were
cold.
And didn't check on him in the back.
Oh, that was a vicious match to watch.
If you ever watch Beyond the Mat, there's a whole segment on Mick Foley where they talk about
that. Hastings still doesn't have it for me.
It's pretty brutal. Like, Mick Foley.
One of these damn days.
One of these days, I'll ask if they can order it. They've got the fucking thing on standby.
Or I'll literally Google it in 5 seconds and order the DVD, you know, somewhere there.
I think I got to keep up going. Keep
the dream alive, man.
It's just
waiting
tradition.
One day it's going to show up and I'm going to bring it in here and be like,
if there was a
fuck.
Payphone, Zach would use it once a day, every day. If there was one on Broadway, he'd be out there with quarters, man. Just got to keep the dream alive.
Did you get it in yet? No. I'll be back tomorrow. Here's my rose.
I got 100 correct.
10-10-3-2-1. All right, so nobody? Yeah, great.
I got it.
Awesome. Cena, Rusev, U.S. title, I Quit. This is theoretically the final match in this feud.
I quit this feud. I'm tapping out
right now. I'm done with it, too.
I feel like it's necessary to say at this point, as I've said probably once a show for a while now, who wins this match? Not the fans.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Unless Rusev wins, and it was all a ruse, Lana's still as Russian as ever. Because if they go the other way and Cena helps liberate her... from her Russian oppressor.
Ooh.
Lana can only go so far. She's
That'd
not a wrestler.
Way to get Nikki
She's
out.
Strictly an actor.
Look, the face turn is coming, though. This thing is happening one way or the other.
You can't be a hot woman in WWE and not go face eventually. With as hot as she is.
Yeah.
Because that girl is smoking. You can find her naked on the internet.
I found her naked on the internet.
Yeah, I found her earlier.
She's in the Pitch Perfect.
I guess in general, we're probably saying Cena.
Goddamn Cena.
Whether we like
you know
it
what?
Or not.
Should I go on a limit here and be the only one? Should I be the wild card?
You
want to
go for Rusev?
I'm going for Rusev.
You going for Rusev?
Going for Rusev.
All right.
Jordan, what about you?
Ace will be happy. No, Cena's going to win.
See, Jordan's got some sense. We all said he doesn't.
You're spunk, man.
All right, main event.
Main events.
Are we there
it's
yet already?
The fatal four-way match for the World Heavyweight Championship. And again, if Seth Rollins fails to retain, Kane may no longer be the director of operations. So Rollins, of course, the champion against Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Randy Orton.
Matt Kane's coming back somewhere in this.
Wait.
Everybody's waiting to talk about this. Everybody's rabid.
Oh, man.
Why wouldn't you just take Randy Orton out
you
and make
a bitch.
This a Shield match?
Well, That was the exact thing I was going to mention.
Why would you do that? We're saving the Shield match
for WrestleMania.
But listen to me. But this
people.
Is the Shield match. This is the Shield match.
It's not.
You've got
I
all three
members.
You save that. You don't let all three in the ring at the same time.
It's okay. They've been doing that for a while now. Let's be honest. Dean Ambrose got added to this match to take the pin. Dean Ambrose is going to be the guy who loses the match.
Yeah.
That's how Rollins is going to retain.
You got to protect Reigns because he's
but
the
But again, that Shield
coming.
Match has to have some build-up. Right now, the build-up really has just been all these guys want the belt. It's not been they've not even mentioned the Shield leading
up to
this match because they don't have to yet. Again, you got to get the pieces in place. One guy has to be champion. One has to win Money in the Bank. One wins Royal Rumble. We have to just hold off until then.
Yeah, and also, if you put just the Shield in, it's going to look... You got to have the other person in there to help make it to where it's not Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns going at the end because like they're like best friends even though they on Raw they announced you know they're not friends. He did give them the DDT,
right.
But you got to have somebody there not to make them two go out because it would just be them two going after Rollins the entire time.
I also want to mention spoiler alert on SmackDown, Reigns and Ambrose made up.
Ambrose
said, "Hey, sorry about what happened on Monday." And they're like, "We cool, you know."
Can we agree? Probably the best thing in the feud so far. Did you guys watch the contract signing for it at SmackDown?
I haven't seen it.
All right, so a couple of weeks ago, SmackDown, when they did the contract signing for this match, the Fatal Four Way match, toward the end of it, Kane and Rollins started bitching at each other again, as they have been doing for a while now. And as everyone backs away from the table, the big table they had set up in the middle of the ring, Dean Ambrose grabs it and starts setting it up in the corner. And Orton and Reigns are just looking at him like he's crazy, which he is. And finally, as it just gets ready to break out between Rollins and Kane, Ambrose grabs the mic to explain and says, "Look, we all know how this is going to end. I call dibs on the table." And just starts throwing people at it. It was a great, great moment. And they've let him stand tall at the end of the last couple of shows here.
Yeah.
Which is why he's going to lose.
Do you think that they let him stand tall on Raw because it was his hometown?
Well, of course, yeah.
That crowd was amazing.
I can't remember the last time a guy looked good in his hometown. You remember JR? Every time they went to Oklahoma, they would...
They finally started a swing away from that, though,
and
for some
Bryan
reason.
His
yeah,
hometown,
Daniel Bryan
Aberdeen?
Got to do so. For some reason, Paige won the Divas Battle Royal when they were over in England. I mean, granted, it wasn't her exact hometown, but, you know, WWE works in broad strokes.
If you're from another country, you're just from that country.
Right,
like,
exactly.
There are no cities in those countries.
Well, isn't England, like, the size of Missouri anyway?
What is what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Did you just say England was the size of Missouri?
England?
Yeah, pretty much, isn't it?
I don't know. I'll have to ask Jesse Kimball.
Well,
he's smarter than
you'd have to talk about Great Britain. England is.
Oh, and let me just say,
Great Britain aside.
Let me just throw this aside. Fuck CJ.
All right.
No. Let me go off the tangent here.
Lana?
No.
Oh.
CJ Tatum. Our friend CJ Tatum.
Well, our show is being derailed.
Did you listen to the?
Did you listen?
I want to point this out on Pen and Nerd. They brought up something up, and then Steven said, "Well, I don't want to talk about it too much because Shannon covered that over on Podzilla." And CJ,
oh, I did hear.
He gets his balls up, and he's like, "Well, they don't promote us over there. We shouldn't talk about that."
Everyone else on the show simultaneously goes,
"Yeah,
they do
every time." And CJ's like, "Oh, well, you should listen to Podzilla."
Well, I guess I can bitch about CJ. He probably won't listen to this. Do you not fucking listen to our goddamn show?
No, he doesn't. I don't think he listens to his own show.
The motherfucker is coming here saying we don't promote that motherfucking show.
Yeah.
He's the motherfucker of the week.
That's
now.
A new feud. New feud. Podzilla and CJ. Okay.
Oh! All
right.
It's the motherfucker of the past 30 minutes. I think you're going to have to go.
The motherfucker changes every half hour. Back to the show. I mean, Nagami Bear.
End
back
of the day,
show.
I mean, if I have to just call it down the line, Rollins retains, probably with Kane's help, even though they're going to eventually turn him face, and pins Ambrose, right?
I agree, but I think that the Elimination Chamber is going to throw everything off. Now that they have another pay-per-view 2 weeks later, they can do something crazy here.
They could just
retcon it 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was calling on Monday night, even though they had Neville lose the match, the U.S. title match with Cena due to interference. In the midst of it, I was saying out loud, I even said something on Twitter about it. Look, you want to get Neville over even more than he is already? Have him win. Have him beat Cena. You can hotshot that belt right back to Cena on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then go on with your scheduled payback match. But for a couple of days there, everybody goes, oh, what the hell, man? Is it Neville and Rusev now?
Like, yeah, what's going Edge on? At that house show wherever he actually awesome. Won the title.
See, that would have been fun.
There was a house show where he was facing, like, whoever Sable was doing at the time. I forget his name.
Mark Merrow?
Yeah, or it was Jeff Jarrett. Somehow he won the title at a house show.
Wait, I missed the beginning of this. What's
Edge
happening
Edge won
now?
A title at the house show.
Oh, yeah. He won the IC title.
And he's like, so they gave it to him the very next night, even though he got the recognition of being an IC champ.
Yeah,
they
were in Canada. They were in Canada.
Do you remember back when we used to watch wrestling and things would happen unexpectedly?
Yeah, it's crazy,
you mean
right?
Like 10 years ago?
It's weird. Yeah.
You would go, holy shit, I didn't expect that to happen. I'm going to watch this, as opposed to now where everything is so scripted and so predictable.
All right, quick hits. Let's get the winners for this match.
Well, I haven't made my announcement yet. I said I like the way you think.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going out on a limit.
There's so many fucking limits on
the show.
That
one came back this time, man. I know.
Dean Ambrose. Ambrose wins the title at Payback, loses the title in Elimination Chamber.
I only disagree because I don't think they're going to let Dean Ambrose be World Heavyweight Champion before Roman Reigns.
I think it's transitional. It's strictly transitional. Yeah. I think they're going to do it just to pop the crowd, just so everyone goes, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
And then at the Elimination Chamber, they put it right back
on
Rollins.
I will give you this. The theory I was talking about that I've mentioned on the show a couple of times now with the Royal Rumble, with the Money in the Bank, and somebody having the title, I've always said that by the time we get to WrestleMania, it'll be Reigns going in as champion, Rollins wins the Rumble, and Ambrose has Money in the Bank. It would be nice for Ambrose to have had the title before and work extra hard in the Money in the Bank on the premise of, I had a taste of that championship and I want it back.
Right, right.
I will give you that. I don't think it's happening. I think it's a great idea and I'd love to see it. Realistically, I don't see it happening.
I just, you know, if you do that, sorry, Zach, I didn't mean to cut you off, but if you do that and you have those three guys meet up at WrestleMania for the title, you're right. You do need a reason for Ambrose to want to stab his former brothers in the back. And Ambrose, to me, has been the one that's almost been the most honorable out of everybody.
Sure.
Like, he's the one that was most upset that the Shield disbanded. Yep. Reigns could care less, you know, from a storyline
perspective. He got the music, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. So, you give Ambrose the title, once you have that power, that could be the corruption. That could be what kind of sets him off to, I want this back more than anything. And then you have your feud set up.
And that way, by the time you get to WrestleMania, everybody has had or is the WWE champion at least once.
And wants it back.
Right.
And is willing to do whatever it takes to get it.
Right.
Yeah. And after watching Raw.
You're welcome, Vince.
And after watching Raw this past week, and Shannon talked long enough today than you, so I'm going to go with him on this prediction.
High five up there. Me and Zach right there. Okay.
Good luck with that.
Let's go. Here's the burning question, though. Here's the question. Probably the most important question of the pay-per-view.
How?
Are you going to watch it?
Hell no.
I'm
going to watch it because Game of Thrones and Mad Men still on, boys and girls. I'll watch the first hour like I did last time. Mad Men wraps up its entire series this Sunday, so I'm a little invested in that.
I just started watching it on Netflix.
Are you serious?
That's a good show.
I've always watched it, but I don't know. I've never had Netflix.
It's a great show, man.
Oh, I like the way it's
The only
so
thing
far.
That sucks it is the anti-binge watch show because it is fun to go through them all, but man, after an hour, I'm just drained out of any given episode of that show.
I watch it at work on my little pad.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, Mad Men, good show.
Oh, you know my
good
favorite stuff. Part of Mad Men? It's in Christina Hendricks' shirt.
Of course.
Huh?
Her breasts. She has really big boobs.
Who's Christina Hendricks?
Joan.
The one with the giant boobs.
The redhead?
With the giant breasts. Yeah,
I've only... Motherfucker.
I'm just saying.
I said redhead, and he's like, oh yeah, you're like screaming.
Like, she's the only one on there with juggernauts, you know? Zach is staring so hard.
Silence falls over the room.
So let's go over the card.
In any case. Yeah, we'll run it down one more time.
I've offended women now, too, thankfully.
All right, so we go back to the very beginning. Curtis Axel, Damian Sandow, the Micro Powers against the Ascension. End of the day, I think probably
Micro
Sandow.
Powers.
Yeah. The boys. What else we got? Ryback and Bray Wyatt. No, I'm sorry. We'll go first to the tag title. Trying to do the same order we did earlier. New Day and Kid and Cesaro.
New Day.
After three falls, they'll have to get two from
it's
one.
It's always a New Day.
Ryback and Bray Wyatt, we were divided on that. I still think Bray Wyatt wins this match.
I still don't care.
I don't care either, but I got Ryback.
I got Wyatt.
What else we got? Ziggler and Sheamus, again.
Sheamus.
Crickets.
But we don't care. Yeah.
Barrett and Neville, maybe for the IC title, maybe not.
Barrett
if, Neville if not.
Yeah.
Barrett.
Yep. And then Cena and Rusev, U.S. title, I quit.
Rusev.
I just quit. Just quit?
I'm tapping out. Cena.
Cena probably.
What if they both come out and the bell rings and Cena's just like, I quit.
Cena just hands him the bell and goes, fuck it. I don't care.
Tired of this mid-card shit.
And you know he will too. Hey, Vince, I gave the title
throws
up
it away.
Back. Yeah.
And then the main event, Rollins, Reigns, Ambrose, Randy Orton, Fatal 4-Way.
Ambrose.
Ambrose.
Oh, man.
Dean Ambrose will be a two-week champion.
And he's already going to have to answer because he knows it's going to be Ambrose because he's such, you know.
Does anyone have Orton winning this at all?
No.
Orton's going to be a big part of it.
I think so, too. I think Orton's
going to be a big part of it. I think Orton's in the ending.
I think the least likely to win, if I'm going from least to most likely, personally, it's Reigns, Orton, Ambrose, Rollins.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, we can't conclude that Orton is in the match. That's about as far as I know with that.
Orton is in the match.
Orton is in the match.
He's going to hit a sweet RKO out of something.
Somehow that's right. I feel like he's going to get a double RKO.
No, maybe a triple.
It could be.
I think he's going to launch Rollins like up in the air. Like
he's going to have one in each arm and one in legs. Yeah.
I think Rollins is going to like...
I've seen porns with that.
I think Rollins is going to come flying in, and he's also going to catch somebody in the other arm.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be kind of...
That'd be fun.
That'd be a holy shit moment.
It's good times. I have to assume, they haven't said it, by the way, but since triple threat matches are all no DQ, that probably Fatal 4-Way no DQ, right?
It's got to be, yeah.
Because I don't know how you disqualify somebody when there's four people in the match.
And this is a Fatal 4-Way. This is not elimination.
It's not elimination.
So. Okay.
First pin wins. First fall to a finish, as they say.
I'm still
That's
thinking.
The WCW style. And if you have it as a no DQ, then you have your Kane,
J&J Security, whatever. Triple H, Stephanie.
Right. Yeah. Big Show.
Luka Reigns.
Anybody else?
The Shock
Harris
Master.
Brothers.
I keep remembering how much I love Jamie Noble when he grabs the mic.
Oh, man.
Oh, and
he's Jamie Noble, boy.
I like it when he got in Triple H's face. You know our friend Andrew Britton, boo.
Yeah, that's
every
another story
time
we
I
talk
see,
about.
Every time I fucking see him, I just think, look at Boo get it.
I didn't like what they did to them.
I would not say
the
phrase something about getting it while you're holding your hand out like you're holding a mic close to your mouth like that, man. I'm just saying.
Well, from the sounds
of it, we have a window back there. And I don't really want to have to explain what we're doing in here to anybody else.
Somebody might be unemployed soon. For the
coming
sound
to
of
Gaming
it,
Grounds. Here we go.
We're all super excited about this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
We couldn't
No,
be.
What we're really excited about is Elimination Chamber. That's the shitty part.
Would you be more? Would you be bad if I didn't come to the show? I'm not going to
would
the
you be bad if that happened?
Would I be bad if I did it?
Would you be mad if I didn't come to the wrestling show?
And no, I don't Cardinal care. Game? I don't care. I'll go just because we've said it before. We always do it at Gaming Grounds, 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs, retro, birthday parties, disc cleaning.
Gonna be at the Man Show.
Disc cleaning?
Gonna be at the Man Show.
Oh,
hell yeah. We'll talk
when
about that,
that
on our show, too. That's the
30th. May 30th.
Yeah.
10 to 6.
We're doing
be
a live
there.
Podcast.
It's free.
Today.
Oh, that would be fun.
I don't even
see,
know how to do
thank
that.
Thank you.
That
me.
Would be fun.
Yes. You'll have to teach us out. Because
the
same way you've taught us how to do everything so far. Hunter is like our Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What we should do is we should have a table set up and we just talk to
the
podcast. And as random people walk by, like, hey,
hey, you like Podzilla?
What's your opinion of this? And then just swing it back.
Need cards, man. You can get some cheap business cards.
And then you go, bye-bye. Like on SNL, but he has no idea.
I'm not going to say that.
Bye-bye.
So we would rather quote it. SNL skits than talk about the pay-per-view. That's the bad
that's,
thing.
To be honest, that's the takeaway.
I actually didn't want to do this. I wanted to do my Hall of Fame show, but you all insisted.
What's
well,
a pay-per-view?
It's classic.
It's a pay-per-view. We have to go over it.
And it's vintage Podzilla.
And they may surprise you. If Reigns, no, who's the other guy? Ambrose. If Ambrose wins, they may surprise.
That to me is the perfect exemplification of why Ambrose is not winning on Sunday.
You asshole, you made us look bad. I want to live it with you.
No. Ambrose is going to take it. The pay-per-view, it'll be good from a wrestling standpoint. We might be surprised.
Ambrose, wait. Ambrose almost gets the pin, and then that fucking TV shows up and explodes. It's back!
Rollins throws a TV in the ring, which explodes immediately.
What if, like,
on impact.
Like, what if they're like pinning him? He's like pinning somebody, and all of a sudden you see his head go. And like some cameraman just set a TV up right in the corner and he like crawls
no,
to it.
No, Vince McMahon, Hogan refuse. WrestleMania style, the TV comes up over the edge of the mat. For some reason it's bloody, like along the top. Nobody knows why.
Or it ascends from like the ceiling.
Vince's face is on it. That's the best part.
So we're all in
it's
agreement.
Me.
Wow.
We're in agreement that wow. Ambrose versus an inanimate object is more interesting
LED
than this
TV.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah. I think we
this is why Ambrose can't be World Heavyweight Champion yet, because he's still in that phase where if he wins the belt, he's going to feud with the belt itself. That's
on how to
be
wear
the
it. Like, you're supposed to be around my waist, and it's like, but you're on my neck.
Oh,
you know what? Ambrose wins every match at this point. I'm so excited
right.
for Ambrose.
That's right.
Well, we'll of course do a show after the show. It might just be me and Jordan if no one else is showing up.
I'll be there.
We'll go over all the action.
I'll text you or something.
You'll
I'll
text
watch
me
what
your
I
thoughts.
Can.
Yeah,
you know I'll be there.
But we'll do that. We might be back for Tanner Thursday. I don't know.
My Hall of Fame show next week.
Maybe. Hall of Fame show next week, and then the Elimination Chamber after that.
Yeah.
It should be fun. We'll see.
Yeah.
Hunter,
be good
you.
Times.
Thank you once again for letting us
hey,
sit here.
Hey, thanks for having
beautiful
me.
Beautiful studios with gummy bears this time.
We actually ate all of them.
Holy shit. You guys
no,
ate all of them?
No, there's a couple left.
Oh, man.
There's more gummy bears in there that there are fans.
I'm gonna have to call my mother-in-law because she's the one supplying all the candy.
Tell her next time to bring something more with peanut butter, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that'd be
we're
nice.
Celebrities now. You got to treat us like something. All right, so we'll see you on the next Podzilla, guys. Jordan, Zach, Hunter, thank you once again. Fans, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on the next one.
See you.